This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Executive producer Eric Williams here of 3 Joy in Melbourne. This is Community Network News, starting now.
With the latest Community Network News, I'm Pen Franz.
And I'm Anthony Lawton. In his first Pride March, it seems Victoria's top cop has done more harm than good in the eyes of talkback host Neil Mitchell. Simon Overland spent last Sunday walking through the streets of Melbourne following the footsteps of former Commissioner Christine Nixon. But Mitchell told listeners on his 3AW morning show he thinks the police chief crossed the line in one photo he was snapped in.
He's made a statement about equality and tolerance, but at the same time, posing with a bunch of blokes sexualising nuns and potentially sending up Catholicism, and all this on the day of mourning for 173 people killed in the bushfires.
Controversy aside, it was another successful afternoon as thousands toughed it out in hot conditions.
Tassie GLBT groups are paying tribute to long-serving Liberal MP Sue Napier, following her announcement that she's retiring from politics due to illness. Rodney Croom from the Tasmanian Gay and Lesbian Rights Group describes Napier as a voice of compassion and common sense within the Liberal Party. In an ABC radio interview, Napier said that gay law reform in 1997 is one of her proudest achievements.
Premier Anna Bligh's plan to decriminalise altruistic surrogacy in Queensland is set to be put to a conscious vote. The issue was back in Parliament last week and if passed could allow same-sex couples to have a child through a surrogate in the Sunshine State. According to David Van Gent from the Family Council of Queensland, it would effectively put gay and lesbian parents in the same category as straight couples.
It is so obvious that we little human mammals need a mum and a dad. So do all other mammals. That is our nature. It is our birthright. It is the developmental context in which we are meant to develop.
The Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Chief of Parade has been announced. Amanda Lepore, transsexual icon, will lead the parade up Oxford Street on Feb 27. Lepore is a well-known celeb headlining the club scene in her native New York and having been the face of MAC Cosmetics and Swatch. She'll lead a parade that promises to take us on a whirlwind gay history of the world.
Harassment because of sexual orientation may soon become a thing of the past, with Australia's top companies banding together to fight the issue. Last week saw the Pride and Diversity program launch, and employers from Telstra to the Defence Department have jumped on board. Involved employers have vowed to make the workplace more queer-friendly.
The world of fashion and couture is grieving the loss of one of its most flamboyant sons. Alexander McQueen, British fashion designer to the stars, died recently at his London home. McQueen, a four-time winner of the British Designer of the Year Award, was devastated by the recent death of his mother.
The head of the Church of England has urged followers to end their disputes and accept the queer community. Dr. Rowan Williams stated infighting over the ordination of women as bishops in England and gay clergy in the US needs to stop. The Archbishop of Canterbury says that opponents can't ignore the fact that many worshippers and priests are gay.
The debate over the status and vocational possibilities of LGBT people in the church is not helped by ignoring the existing facts, and I'm profoundly sorry for the carelessness that could give such an impression.
Albania, with its mainly Muslim population, has passed new laws to protect its GLBT people. Outlawed is discrimination and harassment based on sexual orientation, and it also covers employment, housing, education and healthcare. The provision of GLBT rights brings Albania closer to entry into the EU.
Briefly in other news, a boost for California's Prop 8 over same-sex marriage, with a gay judge to preside over the federal case. Red faces at Vodafone UK after an employee made homophobic tweets on the phone company's Twitter account to its 10,000 followers. And actress Anne Hathaway has revealed the coming out of her brother was behind her family's decision to leave the Catholic Church.
To QNN Sport, Gemma Thomas, ex-wife of Gareth Thomas, the Welsh rugby star who recently came out, has said that she had her suspicions about his sexuality, but that she wouldn't change anything.
Any gay-related events or news happening in your community, let us know. Head to qnn.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Anthony Lawton.
And I'm Pen Franz. We'll have more for you next week on Community Network News.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.